Peace, everyone. Welcome to yet another episode of In Defense of Liberation, the show that is working towards and educating about true people's liberation movements and revolution. I'm your host, Josh. I use she, her pronouns. If this is your first time tuning in, wanted to say welcome to the show. Today, we're going to be talking about the importance of mass organizing and really what this means, how to develop these habits and practices in our own life, and some of the difficulties that come in the process. So, for folks who don't really have much experience, I feel you. I'm still very new to organizing. I've been doing tenant organizing in my area for about 2 years now, and been doing some organizing around issues of hunger and immigration as well. That is to say, issues of making clear what causes hunger, why immigrants and asylum seekers and foreign nationals should be given respect and should be given human grace and dignity, and why, you know, the racism, the poverty, the capitalistic exploitation is so prevalent in the United States and elsewhere. So for a little bit of context, we are in a certain situation in the United States, right, where it seems as if nothing can be done to really fix the very blatant contradictions, the very blatant forms of oppression that exist, because they're so advanced, because they're so deeply ingrained, both in the, you know, political and social structures, but also in the media, in, you know, people's consciousness and their habits and behaviors. But this is all something that needs to be understood as a trained, feeling, a trained response. Because everything that we do today is equally as conditioned as the feeling that we have sometimes that nothing can change, that nothing will change. The best way to really get a grasp of what this means and why this is important is through mass organizing. Now, mass organizing is a term that we commonly hear used. Organizing is a very vague term we hear used. We have episodes on the show talking about what organizing means, so folks can check those out. But what mass organizing really means is understanding that in order for, you know, revolution, for liberation, for consciousness and political activity to become more common, more revolutionary, we have to first start with the basics and where we're at now. We have to start organizing ourselves. We have to start meeting with one another, having, conversations, taking action, making decisions together, and building collectives. Now, these collectives can look very different depending on the context in which they are taken up. Different groups, political parties, mass organizations, social movements, community, you know, spaces have come into existence, gone and passed on, many of which have done incredible work, some of which are still around doing incredible work, others which were, you know, used as or created as tools to sow division and separation between the mass movements and the mass organizations. But today we have to understand that what is missing in society is a connection, a relationship, a behavior, a practice, a habit of coming together, of discussing problems, of studying and understanding what causes these issues, making decisions through collective discussion about what needs to be done, what could be done, and then making an ultimate decision about what you're going to do, and then doing it. That is what really mass organizing looks like. This can take place on a neighborhood level for tenant purposes or unhoused purposes. This can take place at a job location or among a group of unemployed. This can take place in a church setting, in a mosque, in a temple. This can take place between communities that previously have been segregated and isolated from one another to develop connections. These can also be political parties and social movements that try to incorporate different issues and different struggles into themselves. This can be something of a cultural aspect, where the issues of certain national ethnic groups or religious groups or social groups or cultural groups can be taken up in a way that is less intimidating to some, but ultimately leads towards a further cultivation of interconnectedness, interrelationality, and organizing. Through this process of bringing people together, of meeting with book clubs, of meeting with student groups, of forming tenant unions, of forming workplace unions, of all the work that can be done in the field of mass organizing, we have to also understand that it has to be done on a socialistic basis, meaning that we can't organize in the same way that liberals and conservatives do. We cannot be transactional or individualistic or self-centered or idealistic or, you know, consumed with what we think, and instead need to focus on the material needs of the majority. And again, the only way to do this is to be in constant community, constant relationship with new people, trying to bridge these gaps, trying to develop these forms of, you know, patterns and habits and practices, and really bringing into consciousness once again that these things are not new, that human beings have always done this, that governments and elected officials and church groups and others and nonprofits, etc., show a nucleus, show in embryo, in a small form, how human beings require organizing. Even if you look at a workplace, right, you can see that organization is necessary not only for the workplace to run smoothly, but to even have a workplace in the first place. So when it comes to what we mean when we say mass organizing, we need to do it in a revolutionary way, meaning that we want to bring people together so that we can reckon with the symptoms and casualties and consequences that capitalism and imperialism have created. We have to look at the situation at hand for what it is, not what we think it is, not what we want it to be, but instead to actually get a scientific and materialistic understanding of how reality as it exists today came to be, and therein how we and others can actually do something about it and change it. And to do so, we have to meet with people in a way that encourages them to take action themselves, that builds strong relationships of compassion, of love, of communication and honesty, all of which we struggle very hard with ourselves, myself included. This is not something that I do easily. But we have to do it, and we have to do it well, because organizing among the masses, getting people involved in anything that we can get them involved in, is the first step to really changing the consciousness and the hopes and dreams and the willingness and belief of the people that things can and will change, and that they are active members of history in making that change. All power to the people.